happen.
All right, you're listening to the Sports Radio 102.1, home of the WLW Sports Network. Kickoff of this Division 7 Regional Championship from Pidgeon, Michigan, is in 40 minutes right here on Sports Radio 102.1.
At Main Street Cafe and Bakery in Pidgeon.
We always have you in mind.
Cause we're a friend of the family.
Tuesday night, head south of the border for Main Street Cafe's Mexican Fiesta Night for just $6.50. Thursday evenings, let your taste buds travel to the Far East for Main Street Cafe's Oriental Stir Fry for just $7.95. Friday nights, enjoy the delicacies of the deep. The all-you-can-eat seafood buffet featuring many seafood entrees with a salad bar, all for just $9.25. And Sunday, come home with the family for the breakfast buffet from 9 till 2 for only $8.25. Main Street Cafe and Bakery is truly a world of flavors.
You know what I'm going to ask you. We've been asking you for quite some time now. Are you sure? Well, are you? But before you answer that, you might be asking yourself, what does it mean to be sure? Sure is much more than just a hospital, pharmacy, senior living, vision center, primary care clinics in Elkton, Pidgeon, Caseville, and Sleepwing, diagnostic imaging, lab work, diabetes education, specialty surgeries, physical therapy, and much more. In fact, it's a whole lot more. Sure is a culture. Sure is a set of beliefs. It's based on care and relies on trust. Sure stands for state-of-the-art technology. It's home to the top professionals in the industry. Sure provides well-being and a life worth living. Sure offers opportunity. Join our team today and take advantage of the rest of your life. Sure. Better health. Better life. So, are you sure?
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists to get you shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds in all sizes starting at only $399. Randy's has over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the new Ruger American Rifle in 450 Bushmaster. Randy's has over 100 variations of this bolt-action rifle. It is a legal alternative in the shotgun zone and is fully capable of 3-inch groups at 300 yards. And yes, it's legal for deer hunting in the lower Michigan shotgun zone. Randy's can drill and tap your slug guns, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight-in service is available.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best view at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS.
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pidgeon Telephone Company. Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pidgeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Bad Axe, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pidgeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Sebring, all with a local call and local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pidgeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
Listen to the WLW Sports Network in more ways than ever before. Tune to Sports Radio 102.1. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device, or listen live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Kayla O'Neill, and Doug Cole with your call today from Laker Country in the matinee edition of the WLW Sports Network as we're in regional coverage. It's now our segment we'd like to call the Media Roundtable on WLW Sports, where we gather up as many football aficionados as possible and pit them against each other for breaking rights. Join me today from in the flesh from the Huron Daily Tribune, it's the bruiser of the fake newser, Paul P. Adams, our in-game analysis for WLW Sports, Dave Hansen, and our director of sports information at the WLW Sports Network, Doug Cole. Through the end of the season, we keep score of our games predictions, and when that time comes, we will deem a Media Roundtable winner. Through 10 broadcast weeks, the race is starting to become a two-horse race as Paul P. Adams leads Doug Cole by one, with Dave Hansen 2 games back. Any thoughts, gentlemen?
Nobody wants to say anything?
No.
What's going on?
Okay,
I'm trying to be humble over here. I'm trying to, coming in, being really humble.
Is that hurting you, man?
No, it doesn't
looks
hurt at all.
Okay, all right, just checking.
way down by
it's
that.
It's the silent assassin over
there.
Doug,
yeah,
yeah,
watch out,
that's
yeah,
the guy.
Yeah, watch out,
we're
guys.
Not
So how it works, each meter representative picks a winner and a final score for today's featured game of the WLW Sports Network. The winner is deemed by selecting the winning team and by having the most accurate point differential. If no one selects the correct winner, then I, Clark Ramsey, graciously will accept the victory for the week. Since the the score is Clark Ramsey 1, Dave Vanson 2, Doug Cole 3, and Paul P. Adams 4. On the tee first is our most recent winner, Paul P. Adams.
Wow, I've had the tee for like, I think, 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah, there goes another winner.
Very, very unfamiliar position to be in, leading. So now there's pressure on me. But as far as this game goes, I would like to see the Lakers team that we saw during the regular season show up, because I'm just here to be honest. The team that we've seen the last 2 weeks can't win this game. The team that we've seen the last 2 weeks, especially the one we saw on defense last week, they absolutely got shredded. Gave up double the plays, double the yards, and credit to Lakers, they found a way to win that game. However, Pauama Westphalia is not Cass City. This is a whole different breed here. We've seen this team against a very good, ugly team last year. Go right through them. They're defending state champion for a reason. So I'm going to go off of past just what I've seen over the past couple of weeks. And I hope the Lakers prove me wrong, but I'm going to go Pauama Westphalia 34, Lakers 14.
34-14, Pauama Westphalia by 20 points over the Lakers for Paul P. Adams. Up next, Doug Cole.
Well, Paul, you took my took the exactly the same score I was going to take, so I'm going to take a different one.
He's going to go $1 on me.
I agree with Paul. I think the way Lakers played the last couple of weeks, I don't know, just not looking good. But hopefully I'm wrong. I think Pauama Westphalia, wins this game 36-12.
36-12. So we took the over 24 points. For Doug Cole, with Pauama Westphalia winning 36-12, which leaves Mr. Engaged Self himself, Dave Hansen.
I think you guys said it best. I do think this Lakers team has certainly a good chance to win this game. They really do. But when you look at how they've played, what have you done for me lately sets in. And they say struggled against St. Charles. I know they weren't healthy. They struggled against rival Cass City. They found a way to pull that off. I think their team is healthier. I think that they're a team that can hang in there. I just don't know enough about Pauama Westphalia other than the fact that they are very, very good. They are very physical, like our Greater Thumb Conference teams, and I don't think that bodes well for the Lakers. I do think Pauama wins. I don't think it's quite as bad as what everybody's making it seem. I got Pauama 30-12 for the Lakers.
30-12 for Dave Hansen, so he 18-point differential. So we have Doug Cole with the over with a differential of 24 points in favor of Pauama Westphalia, 36-12. Paul P. Adams in the middle with Pauama Westphalia winning 34-14 by 20. And Dave Hansen saying Pauama Westphalia by 18 points, 30-12. Now let's take a look at other area games going on throughout the region. A lot of Saturday action, especially for our area teams. All three teams that are from our area still in action today at 1 p.m., all kicking off. First, in Division I, the bigger schools of eight-player football, the Deckerville Eagles hosting the Bellevue Broncos.
Well, this is a first for Bellevue Broncos. This is actually their first year in eight-player football, first year that they've even gotten this far. And your reward for that kind of season is to face a team that's been to its fourth straight state semifinal, reigning runner-up. I think Bellevue is in for quite a day. I think Deckerville wins this really easily and gets back to the state championship game for the second year in a row.
I agree. Thanks for coming, Bellevue. Meet Deckerville, a very experienced team. I question the health of Deckerville. It's been kind of the Achilles heel for them, no pun intended, all week or all year long, trying to stay healthy. As long as they're healthy, I 100% agree. Even if they're not, that's how good this Deckerville team is, especially on defense. I don't think Bellevue is going to know what's going to hit them.
All right, and of course, the winner in the state final, if Deckerville were to win, they'd either take on Stevenson or Central Lake, both UP teams.
Yeah, you know, Stevenson's 9-2, but that's a quality 9-2 when you look at who they have. two pretty good losses, I believe. One's to Rapid River when Rapid River was really good. I'm going with Stevenson in this game to represent the UP, and I think that's going to be a really quality state championship game if that ends up being Stevenson and Deckerville.
I'm with you. I don't. This is the chance where I get to throw records out the window and go by playoff points. And a team with two losses has more playoff points than a team that's undefeated. Goes to tell you their strength of schedule, who they played, who they beat, and who Stevenson beat, and who
they beat,
and then who Stevenson lost to.